Welcome to the Authors Line, interviews and insights with featured authors and writers.
Good morning, Mike Malevsky here at Radio Free Palmer, and I'm talking with Alan Axelrod. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
And where are you calling from?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. So you're anticipating some rain coming your way in a little bit.
Yeah, although we're not in the path of this Hurricane Michael.
Okay.
We're at the periphery.
Got it. Well, let's go directly to your book, which is entitled The Disruptors, 50 People Who Changed the World. I was impressed by the collection. I was impressed by the introduction in particular, where you made a great case for disruption. And I was curious, I think the biggest question that comes out is, how did you get to choose just 50 people?
Well, I got to choose just 50 people because the publisher didn't have room for any more. I mean, it's a practical limitation, economic and intellectual, of a book that you can actually hold and carry. The title is The Disruptors, but it is not the 50 people who changed the world. It's just 50 people who changed the
50
world.
50 people who changed
the world. There are others. There are others that could have been included, and some people would argue with me that some of the people I included didn't necessarily belong here. But the criteria I used was that each of these people that I profile had to innovate in a way that was overtly disruptive, that not just introduced something new into the world, but disrupted something that existed, some aspect of the status quo. And not only that, but did so with profound and enduring effects on the civilization. So that's the standard that they had to pass.
Okay. Well, I have not read the entire book, but I did go and looked at the initial entry, which is dealing with Confucius, and also the last entry, which deals with Madonna. And I was saying, okay, I can draw a line between the two of them. But it's a very interesting sort of juxtaposition of someone who is well-known and existed many years ago to someone who is still alive. And how do you deal with people who are still living in terms of projecting their long-term impact?
Well, that's a good question. And all you can do is guess, really. But the fact is about Madonna, the music is not necessarily all that innovative. It's the whole package that she created. Uh-huh. It has changed. She has a genius for engaging with popular culture in all of its aspects, including its material aspects, its mercantile aspects. And she did not simply write the music and perform the music. She controlled every aspect of its presentation, of its packaging, of its marketing. She controlled every aspect of her own presentation as a kind of icon figure, and really turned herself into a cultural figure in a very self-conscious way. And this created a model for not just people who followed her, but people who were her contemporaries as well. So it had a profound effect on popular culture in a mass culture environment. And my thought is that this is going to be around in different forms for a very long time. It's something to be reckoned with. As far as Confucius goes, what I saw as his most disruptive contribution to civilization is nothing less than the invention of the teacher. Confucius was the first person we have any record of to write about, to think about the role of the teacher in society. And the very idea that you can pass on a body of knowledge from one person to the next, and along with that, teach your student how to think, how to look at the world. I think, by definition, was a very revolutionary idea because, as far as we know, nobody had ever thought about it before.
Ah, very interesting. Well, in reading the introduction, I noticed the last simple statement made, we all need disruption. And I'm curious, in your own life, what do you see as the disruption that affects your ongoing work?
Oh, wow. That is a very good question indeed. One disruption is simply aging.
Okay.
I don't consider myself old. I'm 66, but I don't feel old, but I know I'm getting older. And you begin to think about age as you, once you get past maybe 50 or so.
Right.
And that is a disruption because it disrupts everything that went before. Now, you can respond to it by becoming morose or angry or drinking more or starting to drink. Or what you can do is use that to innovate yourself and to innovate yourself more urgently and more thoroughly. And I think we all go through things like this. I think all of us experience a disruption with, you know, birth itself. When we're born,
right.
We change one environment for a radically different environment. Then again, when we learn to walk, if you think about it, lying prone and just crawling around is a pretty safe thing to do. You're not going to fall if you're crawling, but it's not a very efficient way to move. So we begin to walk, and in walking, we disrupt everything. We actually, when you take a step, you fall. You fall forward. You learn not to do a face plant. You learn to keep moving, and pretty soon you learn a very efficient way of locomotion. But it takes a risk, and it takes you out of your original comfort zone of just lying down and not worrying about falling down. So I think we all individually experience disruption, and I think we all profit from artificially inducing disruption, getting out of our comfort zone from time to time, and seeing what thoughts come from doing something differently, breaking your routine.
Right. Well, I know we're coming to a close here, and I just want to say that I feel my just beginning experience with the book has disrupted some of the sense I've had of many of the people that you've put into this collection, the disruptors, 50 people who changed the world. Any last comment before we finish up?
I hope a lot of people enjoy the book, and I hope a lot of people get angry with the book and want to disrupt things.
Well, thank you, Alan Axelrod. Hope you have a good day.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Pleasure.
You've been listening to The Author's Line on Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting from Palmer, Alaska. You can find the podcast at radiofreepalmer.org. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.